they shouted. Now, as you are a new listener and can carry our words back to the jungle people so that they may notice us in the future, we will tell you all about our most excellent selves. Mowgli made no objection, and the monkeys gathered by hundreds and hundreds on the terrace to listen to their own speakers singing the praises of the Bandar Log. And whenever a speaker stopped for want of breath, they would all shout together, "This is true, we all say so." Mowgli nodded and blinked and said yes when they asked him a question, and his head spun with the noise. "Tabaki, the jackal, must have bitten all these people," he said to himself, "and now they have the madness. Certainly, this is Dhawani, the madness. Do they never go to sleep? Now there is a cloud coming to cover the moon. If it were only big enough cloud, I might try to run away in the darkness, but I am tired." That same cloud was being watched by two good friends in the ruined ditch below the city wall, for Bagheera and Ka, knowing well how dangerous the monkey people were in large numbers, did not wish to run any risks. The monkeys never fight unless they are 100 to 1, and few in the jungle care for those odds. "I will go to the west wall," Ka whispered, "and come down swiftly with the slope of the ground in my favor. They will not throw themselves upon my back in their hundreds, but..." "I know it," said Bagheera. "Would that Baloo were here. But we must do what we can. When that cloud covers the moon, I shall go to the terrace. They hold some sort of council there over the boy." "Good hunting," said Ka grimly, and glided away to the west wall. That happened to be the least ruined of any, and the big snake was delayed a while before he could find a way up the stones. The cloud hid the moon, and as Mowgli wondered what would come next, he heard Bagheera's light feet on the terrace. The black panther had raced up the slope almost without a sound and was striking. He knew better than to waste time in biting right and left among the monkeys, who were seated round Mowgli in circles 50 and 60 deep. There was a howl of fright and rage, and then, as Bagheera tripped on the rolling, kicking bodies beneath them, a monkey shouted, "There is only one here. Kill him. Kill." A scuffling mass of monkeys, biting, scratching, tearing, and pulling, closed over Bagheera, while 5 or 6 laid hold of Mowgli, dragged him up the wall of the summer house, and pushed him through the hole of the broken dome. A man-trained boy would have been badly bruised, for the fall was a good 15 feet, but Mowgli fell as Baloo had taught him to fall, and landed on his feet. "Stay there," shouted the monkeys, "till we have killed thy friends, and later we will play with thee, if the poison people leave thee alive." "We be of one blood, you and I," said Mowgli, quickly giving the snake's call. He could hear rustling and hissing in the rubbish all around him, and gave the call a second time to make sure. "Even so, down hoots all," said half-dozen hugged as many as he could, and then began to hit with a regular pat, 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 like the flipping strokes of a paddle wheel. A crash and a splash told Mowgli that Bagheera had fought his way to the tank where the monkeys would not follow. The panther lay gasping for breath, his head just out of water, while the monkeys stood three deep on the red steps, dancing up and down with rage, ready to spring upon him from all sides if he came out to help Baloo. It was then that Bagheera lifted up his dripping chin and in despair gave the snake's call for protection. "We be of one blood, ye and I," for he believed that Kaa had turned tail at the last minute. Even Baloo, half smothered under the monkeys on the edge of the terrace, could not help chuckling as he heard the Black Panther asking for help. Ka had only just worked his way over the west wall, landing with a wrench that dislodged a coping stone into the ditch. He had no intention of losing any advantage of the ground, and coiled and uncoiled himself once or twice to be sure that every foot of his long body was in working order. All that while, the fight with Baloo went on, and the monkeys yelled in the tank around Bagheera, and Mang the Bat, flying to and fro, carried the news of the great battle over the jungle, till even Hathi the wild elephant trumpeted, and, far away, scattered bands of monkey folk woke and came leaping along the tree roads to help their comrades in the cold lairs. And the noise of the fight roused all the day birds for miles around. Then Ka came straight, quickly and anxious to kill. The fighting strength of a python is in the driving blow of his head, backed by all the strength and weight of his body. If you can imagine a lance, or a battering ram, or a hammer weighing nearly half a ton, driven by a cool, quiet mind, living in the handle of it, you can roughly imagine what Ka was like when he fought. A python 4 or 5 feet long can knock a man down if he hits him fairly in the chest, and Ka was 30 feet long, as you know. His first stroke was delivered into the heart of the crowd round Baloo, was sent home with shut mouth and silence, and there was no need of a second. The monkeys scattered with cries of, "Ka! It's Ka! Run! Run!" Generations of monkeys had been scared into good behavior by the stories their elders told them of Ka, the night thief, who could slip among the branches as quietly as moss grows and steal away the strongest monkey that ever lived. Of old Ka, who could make himself look so like a dead branch or a rotten stump that the wisest were deceived till the branch caught them. Ka was everything that the monkeys feared in the jungle, for none of them knew the limits of his power. None of them could look him in the face, and none had ever come alive out of his hug. And so they ran, stammering with terror, to the walls and the roofs of the houses, and Baloo drew a deep breath of relief. His fur was much thicker than Bagheera's, but he had suffered sorely in the fight. Then Ka opened his mouth for the first time and spoke one long hissing word, and the faraway monkeys, hurrying to the defense of the cold lairs, stayed where they were, cowering, till the loaded branches bent and crackled under them. The monkeys on the walls and the empty houses stopped their cries, and in the stillness that fell upon the city, Mowgli heard Bagheera shaking his wet sides as he came up from the tank. Then the clamor broke out again. The monkeys leapt higher up the walls. They clung round the necks of the big stone idols and shrieked as they skipped along the battlements, while Mowgli, dancing in the summer house, put his eye to the screenwork and hooted owl fashion between his front teeth to show his derision and contempt. "Get the man cub," was silent once more. I could not come before, brother, but I think I heard thee call. This was to Bagheera. I may have cried out in the battle, Bagheera answered. Baloo, art thou hurt? I am not sure that they have not pulled me into 100 little bearlings, said Baloo gravely, shaking one leg after the other. Wow, I am sore. Kaa, we owe thee, I think, our lives, Bagheera and I. No matter. Where is the manling? Here, in a trap. I cannot climb out, cried Mowgli. The curve of the broken dome was above his head. Take him away. He dances like Mao the peacock. He will crush our young, said the cobras inside. Ha, said Kaa with a chuckle. He has friends everywhere, this manling. Stand back, manling, and hide you, O poison purple. I break down the wall. Kaa looked carefully till he found a discolored crack in the marble tracery showing a weak spot, made 2 or 3 light taps with his head to get the distance, and then, lifting up 6 feet of his body clear of the ground, sent home half a dozen full power smashing blows nose first. The screenwork broke and fell away in a cloud of dust and rubbish, and Mowgli leapt through the opening and flung himself between Baloo and Bagheera, an arm round each big neck. Art thou hurt? Said Baloo, hugging him softly. I am sore, hungry, and not a little bruised. But oh, they have handled ye grievously, my brothers. Ye bleed. Others also, said Bagheera, licking his lips and looking at the monkey dead on the terrace and round the tank. It is nothing, if thou art safe, O my pride of all little frogs, whimpered Baloo. Of that we shall judge later, said Bagheera in a dry voice that Mowgli did not at all like. But here is Kaa, to whom we owe the battle, and thou owest thy life. Thank him according to our customs, Mowgli. Mowgli turned and saw the great python's head swaying a foot above his own. So this is the manling, said Kaa. Very soft is his skin, and he is not so unlike the Bandar log. Have a care, manling, that I do not mistake thee for a monkey some twilight, when I have newly changed my coat. We be of one blood, thou and I, Mowgli answered. I take my life from thee tonight. My kill shall be thy kill, if ever thou art hungry, O Kaa. Ah, thanks, little brother, said Kaa, though his eyes twinkled. And what may so bold a hunter kill? I ask that I may follow when next he goes abroad. I kill nothing, I am too little, but I drive goats toward such as can use them. When thou art empty, come to me and see if I speak the truth. I have some skill in these. He held out his hands. And if ever thou art in a trap, I may pay the debt which I owe to thee, to Bagheera, and to Baloo here. Good hunting to ye all, my masters. Well said, growled Baloo, for Mowgli had returned thanks very prettily. The python dropped his head lightly for a minute on Mowgli's shoulder. A brave heart and a courteous tongue, said he. They shall carry thee far through the jungle, manling. But now go hence quickly with thy friends. Go and sleep, for the moon sets, and what follows, it is not well that thou shouldst see. The moon was sinking behind the hills, and the lines of trembling monkeys huddled together on the walls and battlements looked like ragged, shaky fringes of things. Baloo went down to the tank for a drink, and Bagheera began to put his fur in order as Kaa glided out into the corner of the terrace and brought his jaws together with a ringing snap that drew all the monkeys' eyes upon him. The moon sets, he said. Is there yet light to see? From the walls came a moan like a wind in the treetops. We see, O Kaa. He turned twice